What up, Chris?
How you doing, Jason?
I'm chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I saw it was your birthday recently. Happy belated.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Well, you're the big 25 now?
Big 25. Quarter century, man. You know.
Quarter century and you're halfway to 50. How's that feel?
Man, I'll tell you how I feel. I've been partying ever since, man. As long as September's still here, it's still my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's birthday month, man. I saw you're partying with Zayn Malik from One Direction. How was that?
Dope, man. Dope. That was dope. You know, had a party with Snoop, had a party with Jermaine Dupri. Tinashe came out one night. Yeah, it was, you know, it's pretty dope.
That's pretty cool. So, tell me about Trumpets, man. That song is completely kicking ass. Your fifth song to hit over 1 million off one album.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, man. It's crazy. Big shout out to the fans for the support on this album, man. Honestly, it's a little overwhelming, man. But Trumpets, I wrote the song because that's really my personality. I'm really somebody who likes to laugh and have a good time, man. So I wanted to write a love song that was in my personality. You know what I'm saying? It's a very different kind of love song. I'm a music lover, and to compare somebody to music, to see and hear music in my head when she either walks into a room or when she gets undressed is the ultimate compliment. So that's the basis of the song, man.
Heck yeah, man. What's a day in the life for you? I know you got to keep in shape pretty well. You got a hell of a workout routine, I'm sure, and practicing for shows. So give me what's a typical day in the life of Jason Derulo?
Well, right now, it's a little crazy because I'm preparing for the tour, and I just started making a new album, which sounds crazy because the Trumpets just hit radio.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning about like 8 in the morning and hit the gym. And then after the gym, I'll have a rehearsal, like an 8-hour rehearsal. And then I'll go to the studio for about 4 hours, man. So it's really hectic right now.
Yeah, definitely a full day. Is there anything special we can expect when you make your return to Indy on October 16th?
Definitely expect a movie. It's going to be crazy, man. I have some of the best dancers in the world with me. I have state-of-the-art lighting and stage design. Everything is come from this crazy brain of mine, man. So, you know, it's definitely a spectacle. It's an experience. And, I expect to see y'all at the party.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. I'm gonna be there myself. You said you're working on a new album. So, if you had one word to describe the sound of this new album.
I would say iconic, man. I feel like this next album is a special moment in my career. You know, it's crazy to say, you know, after coming off this Talk Dirty album, because you know it did so well. But this next album is very different, man, and it'll cut through. You know, when you hear the songs on the radio, you know, and you hear the people that were involved in these songs, you know, you'll kind of get what I'm saying.
Well, awesome, man. I appreciate you being on the show. Jason Derulo going to be at the Egyptian Room, Old National Center, October 16th. Cannot wait to see you live again, bro.
Oh, man, appreciate that, man, and I'm looking forward to coming to Indy.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Best show.